Shmaisa Shir, we're finishing up the synopsis of Shmaisa Dalid. It's Or L'Yud Aleph Sivan, Sunday night. Amit Hashem, Monday night, Or L'Yud Beis Sivan. We're going to forge forward with Shmaisa. Hey, you better tell Yeshua, he's going to be all excited. Anyway, so what page are we on here? Tof Resh Mem Tes. So I said, okay, I'll read you the two missing lines. Kotchev b'tshuvas ma'arivayel. Tshuvas ma'arivayel states that k'shem shelo moel rov k'neged cheskas. And now you pick up k'neged cheskas morakama. He assumes rov does not help against morakama. It's just like ein hocham b'momon achar rov. So ein hocham b'momon achar rov when it's against. I'm sorry, I should have said it. Just like ein hocham b'momon achar rov when it's against the muchzuk. So ein hocham b'momon rov when it's against the morakama. That's what the ma'arivayel assumes. And then he says, just like Rove doesn't help, we're on the top line of Tof Resh Mem Tes now. Kachlo Yoel Svek Sveka Kenegdo. So Svek Sveka also doesn't help. Omnom Nireh, but the Shmaitza says, I'm sorry, I don't agree with your premise. The second line. Omnom Nireh, the Gam Rove Yoel Kenegdo. I hold that even Rov helps against the Morakama. Yes, Holchem B'Mamanacha Rov to be mostly from the Morakama. Shere Kos L'Toysis, my time Eloi Motzin Alidei Rov, the Shmaitz are talking now. Toysis explains that the reason in Holchem B'Mamanacha Rov, what happened to good old Ruba B'Chazuka Ruba Adif, Hare B'Cholat Torekula Ruba Adif Mechazaka. But Tirtzu, Toysis answers, he doesn't explain, he says, the Mitzarfin Miyuto L'Muchsa. That's the... Now, you could always say Mitzarfin Miyut Lemuchzuk, and every Ruba Bachazaka Ruba Adif. So, Toysus needs explanation. Why here do you choose to say Smoch Miyut Lachazaka? So some answer, because Pashat Cheskas Mamun is the strongest Chazaka. So it doesn't dissipate B'Mokom Rov. It's just maybe Rov is stronger. But so now Smoch Miyut Lachazaka, and Rov doesn't even help. But... the Shmaitza explains Toysus as follows. The Tirtzu, Latam hu mishum namuchzuk yochocha bohavid, that the reason we always say Ruba bachazoka Ruba Adif, the Shmaitza sort of limits it conceptually to a chazoka de meyikara. Rov is in the here and the now, and chazoka is focused on the past, and says, therefore, that's the way it is now. But the present is stronger than the past. That's really the pshat. Now, muchzuk obviously is not a chazaka de meikara. Right? Muchzuk is muchzuk now. So that's what he says. But tirtzu v'tamu mishum muchzuk yochocha behodeh, because muchzuk is also something in the here and the now. V'rov behodeh, and rov is in the here and the now. L'chein shkulim. See, in the synopsis, he misses. Is so that's why Ruba Bachazaka Ruba Adif. He's not saying it over correctly. I should be moichel me, Mr. Synopsis. This is not Pshat and Toysus Smoch Miut Al Chazaka. This is a different reason. This is saying that there's no reason for a Rov to be stronger than a Muchzuk. Toysus says Smoch Miut Al Chazaka. So the Shmaitza says a different pshat. Not pshat in Taisus. Shmaitza says a different pshat, that there's no reason for the Rov to be stronger than the Muchzuk, because they're both in the here and now. The usual rationale for saying Ruba Bachazaka Ruba Adif doesn't exist by Cheskas Mamun. Says the Shmaitza, ding, a light bulb just went on. Lefize Morakama. Morakama he looks at as a Chazaka of the past. I don't know if he's dafka going into the shayla. In the Shmaitza it's mashma, he is assuming that Morakama is a regular chazoka de meikara. The Kuntus Hasfakis starts off with this chakira, if Morakama is a chazoka de meikara, or it's a type of muchzuk. It's a way of having ownership or possession of the money. We see you as the bailam, because you were the last known bailam. That might... I don't know if the Shmaitza necessarily goes into that, but the Shmaitza's Loshon is that it's a Chazoka de Meikara. it's a chazaka de meikara, and therefore it's in the past, and therefore, guess what? Rove is motzi from cheskas marakama. Maribail assumed it is not, and said sveik is also not. So the Shmaitz is saying, guess what? I hold Rove is motzi from a marakama, because of this whole cheshbon that I just said. Raya l'davar, paragraph bay, so to speak, bitoisis over there where Rav Yosef with the Migul, and we paskin like Rabba Bezuzi and like Rav Yosef Bekarka, davar be the Migul Ahoitzi mimuchzak lo mahani. We know Migul Ahoitzi you don't say. Mikomukom Ahoitzi karmic marakama mahani. At least that's Toysis sheet in the Sugya. That's how Toysis learns up that whole Sugya. So Migul Ahoitzi you say, and Migul to be moitzi from a Migul Ahoitzi, I'm sorry, you don't say when it's from a muchzak, and from a karma you do. Now, that doesn't have anything to do with the Shmaitz's explanation book. All that shows really is vis-a-vis the Kudjus HaSveikas's Sveik. You see, it's weaker than a muchzak. Something could work against, something could not work, I should say, against the muchzak, and it could work against Mother Kama. It has nothing to do with the Shmaitz's explanation of it. Okay. But he just wanted to bring a raya that marakama is not on the level of being a muhsik. Old raya, Uvemez Marival Tommy Al Taimer Shal Taisus. Okay. But the answer is because marakama is not muhsik. Old raya, Mitoisus, give me a maskul homani. In good old Bamatsia Dat Kuf, that's good old Machlip Parabachamora territory. Give me a maskul homani. Homani, davar bishal asumchis yachloku becheskas marakama. Ikomakom b'muchzak modir that moisim mechaver olav araya. So that's another instance where we find that muchzak is muchzak and marakama is quote only marakama unquote only marakama, and something that won't help against the muchzak will help against the marakama. In Sumchus's case, you have the whole din of a Moshe Mechavel of Araya. It's only Muchzuk, not Marakama. The Marakama, you say, Mamon Amudl B'Safik Cholkin. Afil Rabbonon, the B'Safik Marakama, Lo Yachloku. Okay, that just, they hold that that the Marakama is stronger than Mamon Amudl B'Safik. You have Mamon Amudl B'Safik, so guess what? I have a Marakama. No more Safik. So they don't want to say Cholkin. They say no more Safik. You come up on Barov, but why shouldn't they hold of what I said about Rov? That Yodu Shematzia mi Marakama. And nothing to do with Rabbanan and Sumchus. I can prove from Sumchus, says the Shmaitzer, that Marakama is weaker than Muchzuk, and you have no raya from Chachamim Mu'achoyle. They hold this moment on Buddha Basavik if the Marakama is telling you. Okay. Ulam Kosha mi Gemara, the Porach al Rab. Yerushor Shinogach Poro, that's Nimtza Ubra B'tzida. You don't know why the Vlad died, if it died Machmas the Negicha or not. So the Gemara asks on Rav, who holds Holchim Mamon Acharov, Mezul Basarov, Shehipila and Anagicha. That's a Rov. Why? Because Rov have normal births. Rov are not Mapil. Yemisa Kanal, if everything I said was correct, Yikshal Shmuel, the Rove Mol Negan Marakama, because there we're dealing with Shoshanaga Chasapora. So why is it only Marakama? Because you're dealing with a Tam. Why is it only Marakama? He answers that it's talking about a Muchzak, not Marakama. But let's just see inside here why the assumption. Masma de l'shmuel nicho. So the Shmaitzer says, L'chorik's talking about the shores in the Agam. Oh, because Sumchis is saying Yachloku. Because the Gemara there says that in that case, Taka Sumchis is Yachloku. Because Momen Amutu B'Safik Cholkin. So it must be that the shore, because it's talking about a Tam, so the shore is in the Agam. So it's only Marakama, not Muchzuk. So, if so, so then, why is the kasha only according to Rav? Shmuel should also say, "Momen amud hochem a momen acharov." In this case, because it's only against the Marakama. Because it must be talking about a Marakama, because that's the only case in which Sumcha says Mamana Buddha Basavi Kholpi. So the Shmaitza answers, because there is an Ukimta in the Gemara that is talking about Shema B'Shema, and as we learned before, Sumcha says is din even by a Muchzuk when the Muchzuk's a Shema. So if it's Shema B'Shema, it could be talking about Muchzuk, not it's in the Agam. Still, Sumcha says Yachloku, Mamana Mudu B'Savik Kolkin, because it's Shema B'Shema. Right, that's what Tosfos says in B'Metzia Daf Kuf. So you don't have to say it's in the Agam. So therefore you don't ask on Rav, because it could be talking about a Muchzuk. And a Muchzuk ain't Hachamam Nacharov. How do we have a sheet of Sumchis? The moment I'm on the Sufik Cholkin, because it's talking about Shema V'Shema. Okay, we move on to Perek Chafei. Because of a tour, Chayshim Mishpat, the Besfeik of the Dina, in Konsu, there's a case if they cancel this Hamotzi Tevin Makash Lashus Harabim, if they cancel him Lufnei Shehishbichu, before it appreciated, before it became fertilizer. So there's a Sveika Dedina there. The Gemara declares it as a Chakir. The Ramah Mawila Tfisa, according to the Ramah, the Nizah could be Toifisit, or anybody, because it's a question of Hefker, if it's Hefker. So the Ramah Mawila Tfisa with the Rosh Lok. Because of Abis Yosef, the Rosh Lashutoso, the Tfisa Vateko de Mamon Alon Mahanya, a.k.a. Tofsakoyen, Maitsiyan Miyadoi, or Ramah Karambam de Mahanya, a.k.a. Tofsakoyen, Ein Maitsiyan Osim Miyadoi. What?
I'm
sorry. That case is a suffix. No.
This is this. Suffix in din, right?
So we'll see if there's a chilek that the Shmaitz is going to talk about. But meanwhile, it's a drora. Suffix in din is your best kind of, is an excellent kind of drora. Tukva coin is by a drora, the Mamoina, right? And it's called Tvisa Lachas Neuvel Asafir. It's a note, aka Tvisa Lachas Neuvel Asafir. The Rambam holds, the Rambam paskins, Tukva Koyin, Ein Mitzi Miyadai, even though the Sugya seems to apply that Tukva Koyin Mitzi Miyadai. Shmaitza gave two terutzim to that, we've learned in our travels through Shmaitza. But here he's just, here that's almost a side point. He's just saying, Lushitosam. Now that, meanwhile, all we have to know is that a Sveik and the Dina is a case of a drama. So it gets us into the Shiloh of Tafakai, which is a question of Tfisa by a drawer of the Mamayna. Hiksha Hashach, paragraph Bayes. Lomo like Bier, as far as Harosh to the Knas Loy Mahanya Tfisa. Bukhara is a better explanation for the Rosh, because we have a Shita, and we had it before, the Raivat Shita. That Tvisa doesn't help by Knas, because by a Sofi. Because Knas needs a Psak Basin, a Shir Navahim, and it needs a clear cut Psak Basin, so there's no Shayach in Indian of Tvisa. That's the Ravid Shita. Maybe the Rosh holds like the Ravid. When you go to the Ravid, Gneva per Beis, Halachi in Beis, the Tvisa lack of Psak Basin. Yeshlomar, the Shemaitzer answers, the shiny Knas de Rabbonon. You're not talking about Knas de Rabbonon that they penalize someone for acting inappropriately doesn't have that requirement of Mumchen and Ashir Nalahim. I mean, the word Knas is maybe a little misleading. It's a little misleading, but it's not the same type of Knas as when the Arisa pounces him. Rabbonon wa makal on you, Achi of Mumchen. So they called it Knas because it's coming from Rabbon, coming from them. But such a knas doesn't need Asher Yashir Nalehim. And the Mela Tfisa would help Mokum Sveika Dedina. But she calls it Ashach, Yishem HaMordechai, the Les Beidina, the Moedir HaKnas Potor. which also is based on Asher Yashir Nalehim, Pratlam Arshir Yasatzko, within Loibina Yashir Nalehim, regarding that Tfisa not helping B'makam HaSafra. Paragraph Gimel, Ulam Kosha may arrive at the Chaylik al Arambam, Tlaimahanya Tfisa Soevet, the Knas to Rabbonon, Shemachru La'akum. A real knas to Rabbanon. You know, there's a case of knas that the Raivad talks about in Hilchos Avodim, which is this type of knas to Rabbanon, where they constitute you for inappropriate behavior. And here the Raivad also says that the knas does not help, Tfisa doesn't help, by a suffix, obviously, not by a suffix. The Shloima, the shiny high knosa, the Rambam Barif Sabri, the Be'inim based in Mumchin. Yeah, I remember that. There was no reason given for it. It's just that knas was like a super knas here. Because the Rif and the Rambam say, Ein Gova No Super Bubble. They say that knas, they speak out. They made it like a knas Shel Torah. Because you see, Ein Gova No Super Bubble, they said. Which means you need mumchin. That's not being golden b'bavel means you need mumchin, which is Elohim of the Torah. So the Raivad's right to say also that Tfisa doesn't help, because we applied Asher Yashir Elohim applies to this Rabbanon, because they gave it the impetur. How do you pronounce that word? I-M-P-A-T-E-U-R. What? They gave it like the stemple. The stamp. What? Okay, I got it wrong. They gave it the stemple of Mekanas the Arisa. And Moide Mekanas will be potter too. But by other Kanas of the Rabban and the Rabban would be Moide that Tfisa helps in the Sfeik of the Dina, because there's no din of Ayashir Yashir and Elohim. So Al Kaponim, but Al Kaponim from the Rosh, you see. The Rosh doesn't hold that the Knas of a Moicher Avdoi is different, and therefore he says you don't need Mumchin. So why doesn't Tfisa help in the Sfeik of the Dina in the Knas of the Tevin Mekash, which is only a Knas to Rabbanon? So why wouldn't Tfisa help? So it must be because of his Lashitoso of Tukfa Kohen, Motzi and Miyodo. That's the way the Shach suggests that the answer should be, because it's a knas, and in a knas, Tfisa doesn't help. But since we're dealing with a knas to Rabbanon, so it's right to attribute to the Rosh the shita that it's l'shitasa of tachfakayin mitziyim miyadai, and that's why Tfisa doesn't help in the sfeik of the Dina in that case. Okay, we move on to the final parak of Shmai Tzadalit. Mitzvah Hashem will start Shmai Tzahei tomorrow night. Perek Chavok.
Wrong that he said Elohim, because we're not referring to Hashem.
Yeah. Perek Chavok. Because of Marit, the Mahani Lomar Kimli Ta'apoitrim Mishvua. Right? If you say Kimli, if you have to make a Shvua, you could say Kimli, right? If the din is not clear cut, you could say Kimli. Miu b'shvuas hanotlin, but if the shvua is the way you collect the money, not nishma benotel mesaf kolay. Not so sure that you could be part of the shvua and collect the money without a shvua. That's already a trick. Olchiach imashe posak harosh kabiyosa ishlo apotropsis imisofek einan nishba sashutitu tzubasa. Wait. Right. She wants her mezonos from the Yosaimim, and she doesn't have to make a shvua. So you see a case where there's a suffix, and she's saying Kimli, I guess, or a suffix, right. It's a suffix. So the Rosh says we're not Machayev a Shua, but Mokam a Safek. But she gets Hamazainos even without making a Shua. Vartzarchion. The Rosh Atmi Posak Horif, the Pagemis, Pokos Mishabe Pruta. Pagemis is a case where you have to be Nishma to get your Ksuba if you admit that you got paid part of the Ksuba already. So you have to be Nishma to get the other half. Even though you're holding the Shtar, you're holding the Shtar Ksuba. Something's called Pogemis Ksubosa, that's a din. If you're Moda, that part of the Shtar is Pogum, you got paid already. So you have to make a shvuah. So there's a suffix in a certain case, and pochum mishaber pruta. So there the Rosh says, "Eino notelus b'loy shvuah, avo bishuyeh suffix in chayev shvuah." And so again, the Marid brought a raya, the Marid brought a raya from the Rosh by also ishtay apotropsis, that she seems to get to suffix a certain case. She seems to get the mazonos without a shvuah, because misafik it can't be mashbiyah. You have this case of pogemes where you can't be mashbiyah misafik, and she doesn't get it without a shvuah. You get a shvuah. You don't want to swear, fine, but you can't get the money without a shvuah. Yishloimar paragraph gimel. Here's where he explains danatila here mazonos, and in the case of apotropsis, the money she's getting without a shvuah is mazonos. Vochiach marit lo mo'ila tfisus dover tzadi shelo olav ba'o hashvuah. The shame shelo mo'ila tfisus hamazonos. Ulam tfisus haksuba sheyesh sofek oleho ba'atzmo imli hishova yod demarit leitita b'loy shvuah. I remember it was very confusing at the end. He called something Shvuah Sashomrin, but it wasn't Shvuah Sashomrin. Okay, hold on. I'm reading from the Shmaitzer now. When the Shvuah is to be Motzi Momen from the Muchzuk, and there's a Safik of Yimchui of Shvuah. There's a suffix. So you can't be moitzi the mama without a shvuah. That's the raya from Pegemis Tzubasa. But in the case of the Marik, the shvuah is not to be moitzi mama. Right, the case was... There was a suffix at the moment, because the guy grabbed the money, the son of the mafka grabbed the money and wanted the nifka to swear before he would give it back to him. And the question was, does his tfisa help? That was the case. Does his tfisa help to be mechayev another guy a shvuah? So the suffix is if the tfisa helps at all. Can he be tefis and be mechayev the other guy to swear before he gets it? So then the Marit says Tfisa doesn't help. The Dafka Hechadika Safik Chiyuv Momen Tfisa helps. Because now you're the Muchzuk. But when the Safik is not on the Chiyuv Momen but on the Chiyuv Shvuah, so you can't be Teufis and be Mechayev a Shvuah. So there the reason we say you can be Neutel without a Shvuah is really because you can't be Mechayev a Shvuah. The case was not that there was a Safik Shvuah and you're going to be Neutel without a Shvuah. But the suffix was, could the tefisa force a shvuah? So we say the suffix, the tefisa cannot force a shvuah. So there was no chiv shvuah to begin with. The suffix was not, if there's a... The suffix is on the tefisa's moment, if it helps to be mechayev a shvuah.
The suffix in the shvuah, not a suffix in the moment.
I don't know how you want to phrase it. You can call it a suffix in the moment, not a suffix in the shvuah. It's a suffix if the tfisa, the
no,
real...
No, suffix in the moment, the tfisa helps. But it's not a suffix in the moment, it's only a suffix in the shvuah. No. Tfisa can't mechayev a shvuah.
No. See, when there's a suffix in the shvuah, so you can't be... It's a shvuah hanoiflin. So you, even if you suffix, you don't swear, but you can't be mechayev, but you can't get the money without a shvuah. The reason in the Maritz case that he's possibly you can get the money without a shvuah is because there the suffix didn't stem from an I'm a chuyah b'shvua or not. The suffix stemmed from I've was not b'chuyah b'shvua. The only thing that would be mechayim b'shvua is your grabbing of the money. So now you have the money. So say if I want it back, just it's called hipuch shvua. It's like a shvua sesis in reverse. You want the money, you have to swear before you can get it. So that, if it's a suffix, if you could be typhus or not, so misafik, the tfisa cannot be mechayev shvua. We're not saying misafik, you don't have to swear and you can get the money without swearing. It's misafik, your tfisa is not mechayev shvua. That's what this night is mechayev. My mahani tfisa is momena vur tfia shvua. So that he brings a raya to. Hashengen by pagemas and everything else, you can't say just because she's part of a shvua misafek that doesn't allow her to take the money without a shvua. Okay, stop here. Okay, now when are we? I just have to have a focus. When are we learning until every night? Till a quarter after nine.
Till quarter after nine.
You want to fit.